This is VOA News.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday said that an agreement with the Trump administration on a new coronavirus relief package would have to be released within the next 2 days, or it won't get done before the national presidential election, November 3rd. Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are negotiating on a package that could cost between $1.8 trillion and $2.2 trillion. They haven't agreed on specific terms of a national strategic testing plan, among other issues. Even if they do reach an accord, some Republican senators say they are opposed to sending that much money, in addition to the $3 trillion approved by Congress for coronavirus relief some months ago. Meanwhile, coronavirus cases are surging in the United States, and the economic recovery has slowed. Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reported on Sunday there are nearly 39.7 million COVID-19 infections worldwide and 1.1 million deaths from the coronavirus. The United States continues to lead the world in COVID cases. It has recorded 8.1 million infections so far. India said Sunday it had recorded more than 61,000 COVID-19 cases in the previous 24-hour period. Its total caseload now is up to nearly 7.5 million COVID-19 cases. India's death toll has reached 114,000. In Italy, where a new record for daily cases, 11,705, was set on Sunday, Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has given mayors the power to close public squares and other places people gather after 9 p.m. Conte's government is trying to avoid another shutdown like the one it was forced to impose in March. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.